And it is time for Building Rural Wealth. Dan Miller with me this morning. Dan, how are you?
Hey, good morning, Aaron. How are you?
I'm doing well. Nice to see you. Beautiful morning.
Oh, yeah. We'll take a whole summer of these right here.
I don't know if that's going to work or not.
Yeah, man. I don't know. After last week and the storms and everything and the rain, but it is beautiful. And, of course, man, it makes everything green, of course.
I just can't keep up with my lawn.
Yeah, I know.
You mow and mow and mow and mow.
I know.
And you're vine all the time.
I don't know if anybody's been up by our building. You know, we lost a part of our wall back in the back.
You did?
Yeah, you know, we had some fill back there where when we did the parking lot and everything, you know, we kind of dug into that wall, and then we had to fill behind it to build it, and just so much pressure on that fill dirt and all the rain, and we lost part of our wall. It's gonna have to be redone.
I have driven by there, but I didn't notice.
Well, if you look back there, it's right at the back. I mean, it's nothing out at the front.
Okay.
You know, none of the big wall out front, you know, but our little wall back in the back, yeah, in the corner back there, and you know, I talked to Josh at Healthy Turf, and you know, it's just, this was like a once in a who knows, you know.
They had
put the tile behind it and everything to try to, you know, so I don't know, but
those things happen.
It was just, well, and being a new wall, fill dirt, you know, and everything, it just, yeah, but so yeah, we had moisture like we haven't had for a while.
It's been a minute.
It has been.
For sure. So Dan, you brought a someone new today.
I Denise and I and Caleb and the team, everybody's really pleased to have Ty Jenkins join us this summer. Ty is working as an intern, and I'll let him tell about himself.
Ty,
so.
Good morning to you.
Morning to you.
It's nice to visit with you.
Nice.
So, Ty, I think probably the last time I saw you was probably some athletic sporting event when you were in high school.
Probably
somewhere in there. So let's talk a little bit. Who are your parents, Ty?
Okay, my parents are Dave and Corinne Jenkins.
Your siblings are?
Carly and Mallory.
All right. So you are, tell me what you're doing. What are you doing college-wise this summer? Talk to me a little bit about what's going on.
Okay, I go to Northwest Missouri State, go Bearcats. And then
go Cats.
Dan likes that.
And then interning here at Milestone, and I'm hopefully goal is becoming a financial advisor.
Okay, so what year are you at Northwest
Missouri? I'll be a junior next year.
When did you graduate high school?
24.
Who was in your class? I'm trying to think.
It'd been like Max Vries, Connor Gillen, Brighton.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Cyrus, Beeson.
Yeah. Okay. So a good group of guys there. So a lot of fun. You are junior. You're going into your junior year. Yep. What's your major?
Financial services and financial management.
Okay. How'd you pick that?
I don't know. I like the market a lot. I think that's what interested me to like kind of get into it to begin with. And then,
have you always had that interest?
No. No, I haven't.
When did it come about?
Freshman year of college, probably, I would say. I went into college, completely changed my major after that.
You know, a lot of people do that.
Yes.
A lot of people do that.
Was there a particular class that got you interested? Because I remember back in college, you know, after I took something, then that really got me interested down that path. Yeah.
I wouldn't really say it was a class. I feel like it was more like family related. Like my aunt's financial advisor and then my grandpa just loved like this. I don't know. He just liked stock market a lot. And then, I don't know, that just, like, kind of kicked it off, I guess. And my Tyler Beeson kind of, like, I don't know, he's a financial services major, so he kind of, like, I don't know.
You guys
it was
together?
Around me, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So here you are.
Yeah.
So what are you doing this summer? Tell me about being an intern.
Oh, gosh, I'm doing, like, everything. I don't know. Just kind of learning from everyone is what I love so far. Kind of get to see everyone's, like, what they each do on their own, kind of, like, how they each involve it as a team and kind of work together. I don't know. Yeah. I like it a lot.
You know, Dan, when we talk about financial advisor, that's pretty big because there's all of the different aspects we've talked about in the past from, you know, rural businesses, small business ownership, dealing with family many times and the emotion that goes into investing, all of these kind of lumped together. And we've talked a lot of times with you about, you know, building that next generation, bringing people up to start to take over and to work into your business. And that's kind of what you have here with Ty, right? I mean, I don't know where Ty – I mean, obviously he's going into his junior year. There's a lot for Ty to make decisions and what he wants to do. But this is how you bring people into what you're doing, right?
Absolutely. This is how you build for the future. And I will tell you, just personally myself, one of the things that I've always enjoyed about our business is mentoring young people. You know, I mean, because you look at, you know, Caleb, Ashley, Marcus, yeah. you know, those all yeah. three of them started under, you know, Denise and I, and I've always had that. That's always been a joy to me to see people, you know, building their career. And I mean, I look at those three and I just, you know, I mean, they're like my kids from a standpoint of,
yeah.
of I see how they've developed and how they've grown and in the profession. And you know, to me, it's so awesome to see them be able to just lead meetings, make decisions. You know, I tell everybody in the office, you know, I'm kind of dead weight sometimes. I mean, I just I need to just step back and get out of everybody's way. But you know what? If you're in my position, that's exactly what you want.
That's what you hope for.
Absolutely. Isn't it? I mean, you know, you want to be able so that you can be gone, or so you can look at other ventures, or so you can look at other, you know, opportunities while the team, you know, takes care of business and continues to grow it. And you know, by having Ty here this summer, that's, you know, that's part of our overall big plan, is to be able to continue to, you know, get young people interested in our business. And you know, because, Aaron, our business is just like a lot of professional services businesses. We're an aging population.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I'm 62 and I'm one of the young guys anymore. I mean, you know, of the people that have been in the business 20 years,
yeah.
I'm one of the younger people. I mean, there's a lot of people in our business that are in their 70s still, that are still doing this. And, you know, but those people are going to leave the business one way or another someday.
Right, right.
And so we need the next generation of people to,
and this is it. And hopefully, Ty don't listen, but young folks like Ty come back to Red Oak, come back to small town America, and don't go somewhere else necessarily, which is kind of a hope too as well, right?
It is, Aaron, yes. But on the other hand, in our world today, you know, I mean, we, you know, for example, you know, most folks know, you know, Ashley Franco
uh-huh.
that works for us, you know, she now lives in Ray, Colorado. And if you called our office and talked to Ashley, you may not realize that.
Yeah.
But when you're talking to Ashley on the phone, now she was in the office last week. She was back here. She comes back quarterly for kind of a week.
Had
you
the
know.
Opportunity to visit with her.
Yeah. So yeah. It's awesome to have her back in the office, you know, for a week. And, but yeah, I mean, you know, so that's the other thing about, you know, bringing and developing people, you know, I mean, you know, we don't know what the future is going to hold for Ty, but if Ty wanted to be a part of our organization, but he wanted to live in Kansas City, that might be a possibility.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, that's the type of flexibility that we have in the world today.
You want to come to Red Oak, Ty. Yeah. Don't listen to him.
Well, we do have room for him right there in the office, sure.
That's for sure. So, well, so what's been the most interesting part so far, Ty, that you've enjoyed the most? Let me back up a minute. Is this your first internship?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what's been the most interesting, or the might be the most eye opening thing?
I don't know. I guess I feel like a lot of it is like relationships. I feel like with customers, I feel like with a lot of people don't really realize it. And like the financial industry is like, yeah, having a relationship with someone is like definitely a lot more important than people think.
Yeah. There
you
go.
I mean, we're a relationship business. I mean, you know, that, you know, because I mean, sorry, Ty, I didn't mean to jump in here and take your thunder here, but you know, anybody can go on to a app on their phone or on the computer or whatever and make a stock trade.
Mm-hmm.
That's available. I mean, that's out there. You know, you can
yeah.
do that.
Yeah.
But whenever you lose a parent, whenever something dramatic happens in your family, and you get married, or you have a baby, or whatever, you know, those kind of things, and now there's a whole other set of questions.
Yeah.
That's where the relationship, you know, matters. And Ty has been spending a lot of time with Caleb, and which has been awesome.
Yeah.
And I think Caleb can probably, you know, relate, because I mean, he is, you know, like I said, Caleb started with me 10 years ago. Basically, you know, Caleb started as an intern. I don't know if most people don't realize that. He started as an intern, and he's been with us 10, 11 years now. And so he, you know, he's a perfect example. Started basically kind of where Ty is, a little bit older when he started as an intern, but you know, now he's got a young family, and so yeah. things change, and he's grown, and I mean, you know, now he's vice president of our company. You mm-hmm. know, so the opportunity's there for young people in our industry.
So Ty, has it been what you thought it would be going in? what you thought it would be day to day? Is it what you
thought? I would say it's probably more.
What regard?
Yeah, like I'm more involved, I feel like.
Okay.
And I feel like most people might just think that I like sit at a computer and like just type all day, but no, I don't know. I feel like I've been involved a lot.
So has it served to increase your interest and make you more excited to be in financial services?
Definitely.
Or has it's been good?
Yeah. That's been really good. Yeah.
All right.
Cool. Yeah, and I'm really glad to hear that. And I got to tell you, I got to give all credit to our team. Because it has not been me. I got him started kind of, but it's been Caleb, it's been Amy, it's been Ashley, you know, it's been Diane, it's been, you know, the team has really done it. And of course we're hoping to get Marcus back pretty soon. As everybody knows, Marcus is back in the country and hopefully Marcus will be back in the office, you know, here. He's got some stuff he wants to get done and taken care of, which is great.
Absolutely.
Spend some time with his family, of course. And that's awesome. But, you know, so we hope to get Ty to spend some time with Marcus too. And I want to spend some time with Marcus, man. I miss that guy. I will tell you.
Absolutely. So very cool. It's exciting, isn't it, Dan?
It is. It is exciting. And like I said, we are, you know, Denise and I have stood back and looked at this. I mean, we're a little bit of an anomaly that we have this much youth in our office. Mm-hmm. Because like I said, ours is an aging industry. And so we're pretty fortunate to have this many young people in our office in addition to Ty.
Right.
So we're very blessed that way. And so, but no, it's exciting. Like I said, I really enjoy the mentorship. I really enjoy seeing people learn and go and grow and being able to just step back and let them go.
Cool.
And I will tell you that takes a lot of trust. That takes a lot of, you know,
that can be a challenge for
lot
of people.
It does for some people. And it was for me in the beginning, you know, but, you know, I'm going to tell Aaron, not that I just want to share this with you. Everybody I've ever hired over the years, I've always told them, I said, I can teach you the business, but I can't teach you to be a good person. Mm-hmm. I can't teach you to care. I can't teach you to do the right thing. You have to hire for that, you know, but I can teach you, you know, the industry.
Right.
And that has been, I mean, we've been so blessed that we've hired those people, you know, and that has been a blessing with people like Ty that we've been able to bring in. And I will tell you, Ty was the first of three people that we had apply for an internship this year. It was crazy. I mean, I was glad. And I would have been pleased to have either of the other two young men that applied as well. They were local guys too. But
Ty was first.
But so. Ty was first. That's right. The early bird gets the worm. So he is.
So Ty, what's been the thing that has been your most enjoyable part of this experience and the least enjoyable part of your experience?
Most enjoyable, I would say, is like definitely learning from Caleb. I feel like, I don't know, like a lot of with like the trading and like investing, Caleb's like giving me like knowledge and like kind of stuff like that. Yeah. I feel like I carry with me for definitely a long time.
Right.
And kind of help give that to other people. So I feel like that's definitely my best. The worst is probably just working on like Excel sheets. It's pretty boring, but
Understood.
You know, the worst hasn't came yet, because I told him, I said, you know, we're going to have a deep cleaning in the bathrooms and some stuff. I said, so maybe that works. So hold that worst thought.
There you go. Yeah. So what's your next semester look like? Is it going to be a pretty heavy load?
It shouldn't be. I came in with like 33 credits, so I feel like going into like my junior year, I think I'm taking 12 credits maybe, and then I'm taking some in the summer too. So
okay.
Well, it's pretty easy for the most part.
What do you enjoy doing outside of work? What are fun hobbies that you enjoy doing?
Definitely hanging out with my roommates and friends. Because I'm in a fraternity down there, so I feel like, just hanging out with friends all the time is, like, super fun. Do that every night, basically, so.
Okay.
What frat are you in?
Sig Tau.
Yep. Okay.
Oh,
yep.
There you go.
I mean, they've been around forever, the same ones. You know, I remember the Sig Taus whenever I was there.
Do you make some football games, some basketball games?
Yeah, some. Yeah, a few.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right. It's exciting stuff. Where do you want to land eventually? Not to put you on the spot. You don't have to know.
I feel like I don't really have like a destination, but I would more or less just say like a place with opportunity. I feel like really. I mean, anywhere like in this kind of area, I feel like is fine with me. But yeah, opportunity is probably the biggest.
I like
biggest
it.
Goal.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's important to reinvest. Now, Dan, we've talked over the years a lot of different areas. You have transition planning, you look at that whole big picture of things. Is that something you are? when you're working with Ty that you try to get exposure to all of those different areas, or how do you do that? Or
you
just
do
take it day to day.
Excuse me. You do kind of take it day to day, and but you do try to, you know, one of the things that I've always done with all our young people in any kind of a training program is, you know, you want them to have exposure to everything so that they mm-hmm. get to see a lot of it, you know. But now I'm going to admit some of it is by the seat of our pants. I mean, and sometimes it's whatever kind of comes in at that time, you know. If we have a death claim, if we have a whatever comes in, you know, here's an opportunity for you to see how we handle that. Or here is, you know, somebody wants to make a change in their portfolio and here's a way to do that. Or, you know, it's somebody's inherited some money or somebody wants to do, you know, so it kind of depends on the situation, you know. Yeah. It's situational too. And the one thing I told Ty, summer is a great time for an internship, but it's also a bad time for an internship from the standpoint of we are a little quieter in the summer. Yeah. You know, in other words, people go on vacations and the weather's nice outside and they just, yeah. You know, in general, they don't want to come in and talk about their stuff. And you know, knock on wood, the market's been good. So, that makes it a little tough for an internship because right. we don't have as much going on as you do in the summer, or excuse me, in the winter, you know, in the fall months. But, yeah. you know, just in the office, we're busy, but it's not the pace we are, you know.
End of year.
Yeah, end of year's always busy and tax time's busy. And so you get to see a little bit more. And I told Ty, I said, yeah, you get to see a little more during that time. But this is the time that it's also nice having another body in the office because people gone on vacation and doing things, you know. And,
yeah.
And so it's nice to have somebody else to be in there. So
very good. Anything else, Dan, we need to touch on?
No, just like I said, we're so excited to have him here this summer. And, you know, oh, I do know one other thing. We are trying something this year, too, with Ty. We have a I have a friend down in the Lake of the Ozarks that he always has one or two interns. And he has kind of one of his young guys that he brought on as an intern, now is hired, has kind of developed an intern training program. And so we are kind of trying a exploratory project. We're having Ty talk to those guys a little bit what they're doing.
There you go.
So we're getting, so that way we felt like, and Caleb did this a little bit whenever he came 10 years ago, you get to experience what another firm does too. Mm-hmm. So it isn't just us. You kind of get to see how they do things too. And Caleb did that with a firm that kind of a sister firm up in Des Moines whenever he came on. And so Ty's getting to do that a little bit with a firm down in Lake of the Ozarks. So, so yeah, he get a little more exposure even that way.
You want to make sure you're at that firm for the 4th and maybe Labor Day, you'll be back at the, Lake of the Ozarks.
Yeah. So far it's all been online and everything, but I told Ty, I said, yeah, we may have to send you down there, but yeah, if he goes on the 4th, I'm going with him.
There you go. Oh, very good. Well, Ty, it's really nice to visit with
you.
And it's very cool that you're doing this internship and have a great direction. Absolutely. Yeah. So very cool. Anything else, Ty?
I don't think so.
Dan?
Now, one other thing I have to say, I can't remember if I said it or not, but congratulations, Grandpa.
Thank you.
What an awesome thing. I haven't been out here and talked to you since the new new grandson's been born, but I tell you what, that's pretty
exciting.
Pretty cool deal. And I always say, I don't know why we don't have the grandkids first. And I just
I think so.
They're the coolest.
That's what I'm discovering.
That's
too.
Right.
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much.
All right. Thank you.
Make it a great day. Nice to see you both. Again, it's been Dan Miller with us and Ty Jenkins from Milestone Financial, Building Rural Wealth.
Daniel Miller, Caleb Roebuck, Marcus Taylor, and Ashley Franco are investment advisor representatives of, and security and advisory services are offered through USA Financial Securities, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor located at 6020 East Fulton Street, Ada, Michigan, 49301. Milestone Financial Group is not affiliated with USA Financial Securities. The strategies and concepts discussed are for educational purposes only and do not represent specific investment, tax, or estate planning advice. Investing carries an inherent element of risk, and there is no guarantee of financial success or specific investment results. Results may vary based on individual circumstances. It is in everyone's best interest to consult a tax, legal, or investment professional depending on their unique situations.